Hey, Rulelord Nation, it's your boy, Pete, host of Rise of the Rulelords, here with a impromptu episode about Paizo accountability. So, off the bat, I'll say I apologize if this isn't up to my usual standards of quality, but it's something I've been thinking about for the last week and wanted to talk to you about, share my thoughts, tell you what's going on. So for those of you who have been off social media, not paying attention to Twitter or Reddit, first of all, congratulations for getting out of social media. I respect you and wish that I could do the same thing. However, those of you who have been paying attention probably know that there have been a number of allegations brought up against Paizo and Paizo's upper management. And they're things that we need to talk about. It started when former Paizo customer service and community manager Sarah Marie was fired for unknown reasons. She has not discussed exactly what Paizo said she was fired for. And as a Washington employer, they have at will ability to fire people for any reason or no reason. So it could be anything from doing absolutely nothing to grievous reasons, both of which I doubt, to internal political reasons, which seems much more likely. Diego Valdez, a former Paizo customer service representative, resigned in solidarity with Sarah and released his own statement. Before I go much further, I made a compendium of allegations against Paizo management. It's a post on the Pathfinder 2E subreddit, which I'll link to in the show notes of this episode so that you can look at all of these statements and allegations and make your own determination. After both of these people's being let go or firing or quitting came to light, ex-employee, former Paizo project manager Jessica Price made a very long Twitter thread with several allegations against Paizo, varying from everything from unsanitary work conditions to sexual harassment. Many of the statements were further either corroborated by or additional allegations were made by ex-employees such as former Paizo production specialist Crystal Frazier, as well as former Paizo system administrator Lisa Gillett. Paizo has released their own set of statements from Jeff Alvarez, who made a post, two posts on the Paizo forums, as well as Eric Mona and Jason Bowman, all of which who had allegations brought up against them by name. I'm not going to go into the specifics of those because I don't think that that ultimately matters. A lot of people are bringing up that they discount Jessica Price entirely because of a thing that happened with another company called ArenaNet, which you can look up on your own, and I think that that's wrong. I will always be on the side of people who say that they have been hurt. I will believe them, but try to validate as much as I can, because a lot of the claims that are coming up are things that just happen in bad working environments, and not all of them can be validated with hard evidence, which some people are saying, calling for, which always happens in these things, and I hate it. People don't go around recording themselves all the time. Not everything is on CCTV or recorded on tapes or written in emails or text messages. Some of these things are things that just happen with no one else around, and that's what makes them both so sinister as well as so hard to prove. None of these things are things that I think could be brought up to police or taken to court, so we're not going to see evidence, which, you know, yeah, it'd be great if we could get that kind of stuff, but we're not going to. We kind of just have to take what's been given to us and come to our own decision, which is why I made that compendium, so that you can look at it and come to your own conclusion. For myself, I will say that looking at the things that have been put out, the responses, what I think is ultimately clear is that there is a problem with upper management and employees, which that's totally unheard of in American capitalist society. No, it's not. This kind of stuff happens all the time, but very often it's not brought to light, or if it is, it's in these big kerfuffles and, you know, everyone has an opinion on everything. What I'll say, though, is that looking at the solutions that Paizo has said that they are implementing or have implemented or will be implementing, I don't think that it solves the underlying issues that have been brought up, which is a matter of accountability for management, issues of pay for the employees, issues of employee safety, which is both in terms of job security as well as safety for their general work environment. Some things of note that Paizo has said that they have done is have a anonymous hotline that people can call into with complaints, which is kind of their interim fix until they get a full-time HR person, which they say that they're in the process of hiring. I work in HR, and I'll say that even though HR is a step in the right direction, is not the end step. Things are not going to get solved with HR. And I say that as a person who works in HR and can very often not solve the problems that come to light. HR is very often there for damage control. And even if you have a good HR worker like me and my team try to be, where we want to truly help the employee, we very often come against red tape because it's management who has to make the changes. So it's not an ultimate fix. Rather, those of us who are calling for Paizo accountability have a number of different things that we would like to see. And I really want to give credit to Dice Will Roll for really spearheading the Paizo accountability hashtag, as well as compiling a list of things that we'd like to see from Paizo, which I'm going to be talking about and giving my opinion of. And one thing that I'll say is that whether you agree with these exact action items, one thing that I will not endorse is boycotting Paizo. Because ultimately that's going to hurt the lower ranking workers of Paizo, the people who are actually creating the content, more than it is going to hurt any manager. All of my subscriptions are still intact. I am still looking forward to all of the new releases. But I do know that that money, as much as it's working to pay management, is more going towards people who are making this content, and that's ultimately who I want it. So, anyway, going into these list of things that we'd like to see. One is the need to hire a third-party whistleblower company. This is something that I have seen done when I worked in a nonprofit who shall not be named, who had its own internal struggle. We got a third-party person to come in. They were independent, impartial, interviewed everyone, got their side of the story, and then came up with a list of things that have been founded or unfounded or unable to substantiate. And all that that can do is help the company, both from a PR perspective as well as figuring out a list of tangible things that Paizo still has to do and fix. So I definitely support this one. Sarah Marie's wrongful termination needs to be investigated by that company. Yes, even though Paizo is in a state without at-will employment is wrong, in my opinion. I think that there should be cause. And we are never going to know what that cause is. Paizo is not going to talk about what that cause is because that is extremely bad optics for any company. It's just not a matter that should be made public, whether it was a good reason or not. The only person who has any right to talk about that is Sarah, who doesn't seem to want to do that. I respect her desire for privacy and wanting to move on. And if she ever decides to change that, I will definitely listen and make further determinations after that. But if there were reasons that were not good, those need to be looked into and they need to be fixed. It very much seems like there was probably a clash of personalities, and that is not reason to fire someone, because ultimately that means that that employee was retributed on, and that's bad and shouldn't happen. Someone should not lose their livelihood because they disagreed with someone else. So definitely do support this one. Executives need to be held accountable and investigated. A number of the allegations brought forward did involve sexual harassment or things that led to sexual harassment or disparagement against LGBT people. Obviously, the executives deny these. Some of them have been corroborated by ex-employees. I would not ever expect to see a current employee say that out loud, because it could detriment their own job. So I do think that this needs to be investigated, and any possible action should be taken to keep it from happening, including anyone who needs to be let go, either for persistent or bad enough behavior. I don't think that that's an unreasonable ask, but that is for someone with actual investigative power to determine. Executives need to enter good faith negotiation with employees. While I do think that that is something that needs to happen, what history shows is that people in power rarely give that up on their own. While I do think that the employees should be given better pay, better benefits, of course, no one is going to fight for that harder than a union, in my view. I am not able to be part of the state union here in Oregon, but I very much wish that I could, dues and all. They do protect their workers. They do fight for their workers. They fight very hard for the contracts that they've come up with for this new biennium. I do benefit from those negotiations, even though I'm not able to be a member of the union, because often those changes are big enough that they get passed down to management level employees. So I definitely would love to see a union be made for Paizo, but that's something that the Paizo employees are going to have to take up on their own. What I think we could do to help them in this effort, if that's something that they want to do, is say that we would support any delay in production that might arise from that. If they decide to strike, enter negotiations, it's going to cause certain products to not get shipped out. And we need to be okay with that delay. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be Paizo. I have seen people bring up that perhaps it could be like the Screen Actors Guild, where it's TTRPG employees from other companies as well, freelancers, all joining this one big union so that they all have mutual protection. And that'd be really, really awesome, but I couldn't speak to what other employees at other companies want. I can't even speak for Paizo. It's just something that I would hope to see is unionization. The final thing is salaries need to be posted and raised. Some employee wages are below the median living income, which is definitely true. Seattle, Washington is where Paizo is based, and it is a very expensive place to live. What I will say is that Paizo is a very small company. You know, Wizards of the Coast is a million dollar company owned by one of the largest toy manufacturers in the world, Hasbro. And Paizo is second to them, and they're not making nearly as much money. So I do have doubts about how much people could get raises, how much money could be afforded to give them better benefits, which sucks, because the only real way that benefits or higher raises could be given is an increase with product prices, which is something that we as a community need to be okay with if that ends up meaning that the people who make these products get paid better. Something that could tangibly happen, especially in light of this pandemic, is allowing employees to permanently work remotely, not need to relocate to Seattle or Redmond, I think specifically, because then they could choose to live in Montana or Alabama or one of these places with very low cost of living, and their current salary level could go a lot further for them. Paizo, of course, could move to a place that has, you know, less cost of living, cheaper cost of running business. But that's probably not going to happen. They have their infrastructure all set up in Seattle, and Seattle's kind of a hub for gaming. But allowing the workers to be able to live where they want while still doing their job would be a big step in the right direction, and could allow for people who are working anywhere in the country to add their input into Paizo. I think they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot by not already doing this and potentially limiting the number of creative forces that could be working for them. So I would like to see salaries get raised. I realize it's probably a bigger ask than Paizo has the capacity for, but I think there are ways that Paizo could get around that while still helping their workers. So those are a lot of the things that are brought up with Paizo accountability. So what can you do on your own to help this little movement? First and foremost, one thing I've seen is to support the people who are making this content. Open up your favorite book and see who made it. Look them up, whether it's their Paizo email, their Twitter handle. Some of them have independent Patreons or Ko-Fis. Some of them are even doing their own freelance projects. Find out who they are, and a totally free thing you can do is message them with your support, saying that you love what they're making, that you fully support them, that you want to see them treated better. That can be a big morale boost. You can also support their products monetarily, if that's within your capability to do so, again, by buying their third-party products or contributing to their Patreons if they have one. That's something that would be awesome to do if you can do it. But also message the upper levels of Paizo management with your concerns and what you want to see done. The more that they can see these actual notes from their community, the more likely I think a change inside will actually happen, that it aren't these boilerplate, we promise to do better posts. I do think that there is a good faith effort by Paizo already to make some changes, but I think there is still a lot that needs to get done. And that's ultimately what people who are supporting Paizo accountability are calling. If you're a community content creator, very much encourage you to use the Paizo accountability hashtag on Twitter to talk about this publicly on your Medium, to spread the news, to try to garner support for this, because we love these Paizo employees. We love the products that they're making, and we want to see them treated well. Like, they're going to continue to create good stuff, whether it is under how things are currently going or if they can get better. So why not try to make things better for them? I myself will be continuing to make this podcast. I've announced on Twitter that I'm going to be doing a lot less than what I originally thought I could do. I originally was going to try to do 2 normal episodes and a bonus episode as well as a module of the month. I think I definitely have to cut that down to 1 episode a month and maybe 1 bonus episode, because I'm doing a lot of other stuff in my life. But one thing in my podcast that I'm not going to be doing until I see some changes is not giving Paizo the super kudos that I have done in the past. You know, I still have to reference the materials when covering the rules, not going to be saying Paizo rocks until I start to see some real tangible changes. And one thing that I want to do is open my podcast up for anyone who wants to say anything about this situation. If they're an ex-Paizo employee or a current Paizo employee, anonymously, or if you want to do an interview, I am happy to be a medium for you to be able to get those messages out there. I realize that in doing so, this could hurt my relationship with Paizo as a company, which, you know, I was super jazzed when Paizo liked my Twitter account, when they invited me to a private content creator Discord channel. But I'm doing this for the love of the game, not for the love of the company. And while it's great to get those kudos from the maker of this product, I'm much more interested in seeing the employees supported than any possible bump or fame that can be garnered by the company supporting me with retweets or anything else. I don't get free products from Paizo. I order everything with my own money, so I am not financially supported by them at all. Anything that they've done, it has been with sharing my stuff to people at large. And if they stop doing that because of this, you know, that sucks. But I would want to see Paizo employees supported more. So I'll open myself up for that. And a final thing that you can do is support third-party content. Not everything for this game comes from Paizo. There are a number of Kickstarters as well as third-party products coming out, some of which I talked about, and I am very excited to actually have some of these things in my hand when they finally get published. But some things I'll mention right off the bat are the Botanical Bestiary, the Lost Lights campaign, Boricubos, the Latin American Monsters and Adventures for Tui, the Battle Zoo Bestiary that's coming out, as well as some other third-party products like Safe Haven, as well as Naltaluth Candlehurst by Smunchy Games. I'm sorry if I butchered that. But that's also a very exciting Kickstarter that's coming out. So support those people who are making extra content for this game that aren't just Paizo. They will truly keep this game alive. Even if you stop all your support with Paizo, which again, I don't recommend, but it's totally your call one way or the other. So please support this effort to get Paizo employees the benefits, the pay, the protection that they deserve. And until next session, don't let the rules rule you. And Paizo employees, you guys rule. Okay, bye-bye.